Blog Talk Radio. for me. That's way too reckless. I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson. I'm way too western. Could you be my favorite ethnicity? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
Thinking too hard. But I really wanna
share.
Oh.
do. This what I love. How about you? This is my age. This is my sign. This what I live. And what I like. This where I'm from. And what I do. This what I love. How about you?
First I wanna just a homie,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undeniable, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. Break ups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again. Won't go through that again. My heart ain't the safest. I fall and feel naked. But shawty, what you? I feel it survive, oh lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online, looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when me eat it on some feet shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fallen. You make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah.
But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undeniable, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble a heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's parts in it going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench or the cold as water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world
beat me through black. Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying
sounding crazy? At first I wanted just a
home.
There ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Poetic Thursday. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined tonight by the CEO of Epiphany Radio, for real, the poet, Douglas. How you doing tonight, love?
Hello, Miss Curly. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I had a little hang on her today because I didn't take my butt straight home. But I'm good aside from that.
I feel your pain, Miss Pearly Negra. I ain't saying nothing.
saying. Now you can't say I took that cup with me.
Oh, mercy.
Right?
Okay.
I couldn't get myself together today, man. I'm good now.
I feel you.
I'm good.
I feel you. I'm just glad to be here on this night of poetry, Miss Pearly. Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's awesome. You are most welcome, love. Always, you know that. I mean, you're the CEO. What am I tell you now?
Hey, well,
you got a lot of feedback coming from your phone, sweetie. I don't know. You're on your new phone. You got so many of them.
Yes, I am. It's always one thing or another when it comes from using a phone in this location where I am. Let me see if I can correct that and fix that.
Well, I'll tell you what, my co-host just made it in. Now, I might have to close your mic and open his, this is partially his show. Thank you, love. I appreciate you supporting me, holding me up real quick. All right, I'll put you back in the host queue. Bye. All right, everybody, I'd like y'all to welcome my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Welcome, Stan. Glad you can make it.
Oh, my God, I know. I'm late as usual.
It's all right, baby. You know I hold it down. It's all good. How you doing tonight, Stan?
Well, better. Thank God for you.
Aw. Well, oh, my goodness. What did I do?
Covered my ass again.
Oh, man, you know how we are here at Epiphany. We love each other, so we got to cover each other then. You know, we didn't have that kind of support. I don't even think Epiphany would, be around too long. We're a family up in here. So it's all good. No need to think. I'm just glad you're here, man, and you're okay.
Me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is Poetic Therapy. This is a place where you can come relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some great open mic poetry. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to participate and be heard. We'd love you to. This is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, Stan, I'm not even going to ask you, but what we're going to do, we're going to put a caravan together, right? And we're going to come up in the mountains, and we're going to get you. We're going to hold you down and put some Raw Link on you, okay? I'm trying to
tell you.
Oh,
my God.
Okay? All right? Because I had one of my favorite poets come and see me yesterday, and she came all the way from New Mexico. And I got her some Raw Link. If she can do that, you can get your Raw Link. You're going to stop playing with it. We can come get you. I'm trying to tell you now. So you better be on the lookout. You can't hide.
I will be on the lookout. I will.
You just, lay down some markers where the dangerous animals are so we don't get attacked. Black folks don't mess with them mountains and them woods too much.
Heavy. Danielle, this is the mountains up here. The most dangerous animals up here are usually two-legged.
I hear that. Oh, man. Wow. I'm just glad you're all right. I'm cool. I like I said, I got a little hang-on-er, Y'all got to be careful hanging out with Pharrell because you come back home and wake up a different – in a different vibe, your body be feeling different. He say it's medicinal, but I don't know. Oh, man. Anyway, let me get to opening up these phone lines. You know what? I'm not going to open them up yet because this building gives the right credit to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Murdoch, a.k.a. Pharrell the Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. There would be no Epiphany Radio. So thank you. And you know what? Now, tell me you came all this way and you called in and you don't have a piece, and I'm a book my flight right now to come and get you.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I know. People say I'm a
well, I'm already in trouble.
So.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've been there before. That just about seems like my natural state, trouble.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah, look, own it. Own it. It is, the, hey, it is what it is. Own it. See, I don't run from it. I own it.
You might as well own it. There you go. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I am a master procrastinator, and it always catches up to me.
Okay. that's all right. That's all right. As long as you own it, you know what it is, and own it. Look, I stay true to it. I walk in my truth. I don't play with it. Now, Stan, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you did bring something to work with.
Well, this is just a little simple piece called The Voice.
And the mic is yours.
In serenity found enlightenment. With whispers on air, vision clears. Escape from the din of rhetoric without intimating hatred and fears. The oasis of the souls in solitude lends moments of clarity of mind. In this meditative environment, common sense and conscience defined, truth discovered in sound of silence, her lilting voice rises above the cacophony. Hearts find their way to wisdom's light, and in part it in poems and philosophies. Empty.
Man, Stan, you know what? I know I say this all the time, but I always feel like I'm holding an Edgar Allan Poe novel. Some story from him when I hear your voice. I got to search my vocabulary to find the right words. But right now, I'm going to just leave it at that. That was beautiful. You said oasis of souls is what?
The what?
In your piece, you said oasis of souls.
Oh, the oasis of the souls in solitude lends moments of clarity of mind.
That's true. I like that. That was a beautiful piece. Now, I don't know what I want to read now.
Thank you.
After that.
Danielle, you are La Perla Negra. Read anything.
Oh,
it'll work.
All right, I'm going to read this piece I wrote the other day when I was approached by a particular individual, and you couldn't tell me that wasn't the devil. All right? I'm trying to tell you. It was something. It was something. And it's not that they're a bad person, but the proposition was inappropriate, and it kind of threw me off. And it gave me a whole different perspective about this particular person. But this is untitled, Sam. And let me just go ahead and throw it out there. All right.
By all means.
Yeah. The devil came for me today. And it was one of the most exquisite approaches, almost flawless even. With an energetic pull, I would have happily and willingly gotten caught up in, had I not been blessed with the strength of a lifted veil. They're always about sex. Sometimes it's just the intimacy I crave. You see, I believe music is life and poetry is oral sex. And when you bring those two together, you have a pure, beautiful creation that touches all, and it cannot be mistaken for anything else because it is everything. So give me a pen, tune, and see my world open through the colors of my vision and sound. My waters are still, but they will purify the aspect of your life. That's that piece. Yeah. Let me stay. Ben, you still there, love?
Oh, yeah, I am still here. I am still here. I love that.
Yeah.
My waters are still. I love
thank
that.
Thank you.
That means, yeah, you might have kicked up a ripple or two, but I got this.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That is true. I'm good. Trust me, I'm good. It doesn't mean that my cage can't get rattled, you know, because, I mean, I'm here in the flesh, so certain things are going to grab my attention more than others, but I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Me
oh, yeah.
So much.
Nah.
That's all good.
Yeah, so, the only thing that's going to get shaken is what I want shaken, and only as far as I want it shaken.
I know that's right. I know that's right. But let's open up this first microphone to a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, LaPrilla Negra. Hey, Santa Man. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, great, my friend. Glad to have you on.
I am awesome. Thank you for coming. Hey, that's what's up. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I have a collab I want to do with Ms. VIP if we open up her line.
I got you.
Ooh,
I
love
it. And this. Here she comes. You know what? Y'all going to stop sneaking these collaborations in on me. It's beautiful words and poetry.
Don't stop.
Making me,
do not
taking
stop.
Me on
keep
a,
them coming.
Taking,
yes.
me, taking me on a roller coaster ride of emotions and vibrations and frequencies. No, I love your collabs, man. I love them. I love them. Let me open up her mic real quick. Hey, Diva, you know what? I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Poetic Therapy anyway.
Hey, Diva. Hi, Sam. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Ms. VIP, how you doing?
I'm wonderful.
You're awesome. I just don't get no. I just don't get no heads up no more. I don't even know you anymore, Diva. You used to give me a heads up,
Diva. Let me tell you, Diva. I was trying to write a piece, and all of a sudden, I got a ding in my inbox. I was like, all right now. So what? I couldn't say no. You know that.
I hear you. I understand. But you didn't have that effect on a lady. I get it. And you too, troublemakers. What did y'all bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I was feeling a certain type of way one night, and Joe was magnanimous enough to, you know, reply back. He pushed my pen, and I pushed his, I guess, so... I don't recall what this was titled. I thought it was Promises of Love, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know. But whenever you're ready, we are too.
Whenever y'all ready? All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. I was better until you made me sweet. I was turbulent. You calmed my storm. So independent. I didn't realize how much I needed you. You brought light into my heart. It took time for me to love me so much, to open up to love you. Everyone sees the glow you brought in me. It's amazing to love you. It's so much better the second time around. We've both been cheated on, but God saw in his infinite wisdom to grant us love. I don't think I've ever been this happy. I finally have what my heart desired. Baby, it's you. I love you. I'm not saying we have to be married, but I promise it's you today, tomorrow, and every day after that. I shine. My eyes light up at the sight of you. I still get butterflies. I no longer question the whys. I give you me until I leave this earthly plane. I willingly give up my independence if it means you'll take the reins. I give you my body, never to deny. You know how high I fly. My heart, eyes, ears will always be open to you and only you. This today and forever I vow.
I thought you were more of the same in the beginning. Overstating the understated, single-minded, motivated, projecting your feelings like you know me, baby. So here we are, left cold and daring anyone to get close. I built no new defenses, never feeling defensive. I shared many words while you'd host. Words from my soul you held on to. I suppose my words got to you. But through you, I definitely felt the differences from my old news. I'm a cold dude. My facade was hard, and like a bard, I spoke of things never thought of in a different light. Remember our first dance? It was a chance few would take. You made it so easy to speak freely, creating your wake. Smooth sailing before finding out we were both sailors. Combining our words like a freight train hauling trailers. The tracks have been laid and we haven't been derailed. You've laid out your vows in great detail. I vow to be friends with you, to emotionally blend with you. How can a life fit with you being anything other than? Love gets ruined by outside influence, and with outside influence, I tend to get truant from that circumstance. I don't do I do's, but I live forever. Love can't be ruled by a piece of paper. Love is most definitely not a public statement. Anyone who truly knows me know I don't play that. Don't say you will before we discuss who pays the bills. Sharing is caring, but daring is the part one takes to make sure life's worth pairing and what plans we make. Neither one of us have a 9-to-5. You're up all day, I'm up all night. Will insomnia cause us drama, or will my nightlife cause your body harm? Question, do you like the paper over or under? In peace.
Man, wait a minute. You said don't say I do before we discuss who pays the bill? Damn, it's like that? Okay. Wow, a diva coming with your soft sexy. I can't even get my words together now. I'm stuck. That was beautiful, you guys. Oh man, I love that. Y'all don't stop sneaking that stuff in on me. You know what? I'm feeling some type of way right now. But that was beautiful.
Well, you know, I was feeling a certain type of way when I wrote my part, and I just asked him to, you know. Help a sister out.
I hear that. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with reaching out to Junior. Stan, what's your name? What you got to say on that?
I'm telling you now, there has not been a single collaboration that has been brought to Epiphany that didn't rock. This one is no exception.
You thought about
that. It is not. Every single collaboration between the poets that have brought it to Epiphany has been solid. Everything.
Absolutely. Done. Absolutely. You are so right. Man. Mm-hmm. Now, Diva, I have to ask you, is this the only piece that you're going to do tonight, or am I going to have to open up your microphone again after that?
Well,
I want to know.
I think
inquiring minds want to know.
I think I'm going single after this one.
Okay. All right. Okay. That'll work.
No more surprises, Danielle.
No more surprises. Am I getting another piece tonight? That's what I want to know.
You can have another piece if you like, my darling.
Uh-oh. All right, now that's what I'm talking about right there. Okay, all right. Well, Joe,
yes.
Thank you for sneaking another wonderful collaboration in on us. Joe, am I gonna leave your microphone open, or are you gonna give us are you doing another duet here, or is this the solo project coming up next, or is this it for tonight?
Oh yeah, I could do another piece, you know.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to close my diva's mic, and I'm going to send her over to you. No, I ain't sending you over there yet, diva.
What?
I'll wait for you to do an... hold on a second, Robert. Hold on. She's coming. His name is Robert, okay? Hold on. She's coming, but she got one more piece to give to us. Can I have her for a few more minutes, please?
Man,
well,
you are working
come back.
Reluctantly.
You've got this flashing back to an old musical right now with you. Danielle, I'm telling you.
You can go over there and
matchmaker,
say,
matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Danielle's in the house.
That is cool.
Was that My Fair Lady? Was that My Fair Lady? What was that? What was that?
No, that's the matchmaker commercial. You don't remember?
That's right out of an old Broadway show that was made into a movie with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, and they
you know that movie with the big voice and the funny nose? That one.
Hey, don't be hating on. I love me some Barbara Streisand. Don't hate on Star, but I love me some Barbara, man. She gets the end, okay? She is a diva. Let me to Barbara. Okay. One of my favorite songs by her is No More Tears. I love that joint that she did with Donna Summer. Man. Barbara Streisand. Yeah. Y'all didn't know I knew about that too, y'all. But Diva, I'm gonna put you in the stop this office just for a few minutes, okay? And we'll come back to you after a couple of callers. Thank you, love.
All right. Mm-hmm.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Now, Mr. Fireball Mind Dancer, I ain't going to call you the other name we gave to you because it wouldn't be appropriate for this show. But I'm going to keep it.
This
ain't the show, Steve. Not that name. Trust me. Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to say that on here. But Joe, what did you bring in a singular manner for us tonight to listen to?
Okay, this piece is called Deadlines, a Conversation Between Brothers.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
All right. Deadlines equal deadlines. You rush your pen for some dead rhymes. Your head is fine any other time. If you hurry, your words get slurred, and you're not JT with those blurred lines. I prefer my words to be of sound mind. I found my words more fluid if I used them drinking fine wine. Bound to writing at a certain time, I'd lose my pen to a blank mind. Writer's block, the block of ages, the times I've had it was behind stopwatch faces. Time isn't faceless. The time has its place. Just when I write, I need my space, time, continuance. I need more time for my sentences to make sense. Is rushing your pen faking it? That's a chance I won't take. That's just common sense. Check the timing since I rush my pen. The flow goes south before you can pull it in. News bulletin, don't rush your pen. Friend to friend, don't rush your pen. Do you trust your pen? Are you carefully thinking and abrupt your pen? What have you written that need a redaction? Write first, think later. Is that what happens? I got caught napping several times. I have published works crying typo time. I beat the deadline with English crimes. You, yours, and
you come to mind. Damn, you're fine, but damn your time. I'm done fighting writing poetry with a deadline for my poem. Thank you.
I love it.
Yes.
I've got to ask you, Joe, verbal
yes,
mind
sir.
Answer.
Yes,
are you a Chambers Brothers fan?
Absolutely, man. Thomas,
that poem just rang like a bell with their song, Time. I've been lost
man,
and pushed aside. I've been crushed by the tumbling tide, and my soul has been psychedelified. Time. Joe,
loved
it.
Yeah, that was another.
I'm honored,
brother. I'm honored,
man. Thank you, sir. I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, that was another awesome piece, man. I wish I could rhyme like that. You know, it's a few of y'all that I listen to that have that skill like that, that can just rhyme. I wish I could. Man, that piece was nice. All right, Joe. I'm gonna put you over there in the therapist's office. You can either go next door to the female therapist we have, or you know what? You might not get in so easy with Robert because he got a thing for my diva. I don't know what she did. He said that she is his therapist, but I'm gonna send you over in there anyway. Take your pick. Thank you for coming through and the beautiful office pieces. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Great evening.
Man. Before I open up this next mic, I'm going to do this real quick, Stan.
All righty.
Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Take your sofa.
This is Epiphany Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Poetic Therapy. Dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to participate. Ooh, I got a major distraction going on outside my window. Fiery works. Let me get back to what I'm doing. I love to watch them, man. That's just a thing for me. Ooh, what am I doing? Okay, we're going to open up the microphone. Double 34.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, C-Double. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I love the show. I love the collaboration that just happened beforehand. It's like Richard Roundtree and Pam Grier right up in this joint.
There you go. Nice analogy.
Compliment right there. Okay. Man,
yes.
My husband
and
used to be
Stan the Man.
Love with Pam Grier.
Yes, Stan the Man. Great poem that
yes,
you had earlier. I'm musicalizing that. And La Perla Negra, I might have a proposal for you.
Ooh. All right. That'll work.
Because the collaboration thing, I've collaborated with Gina Storm, Amelia T. Davis, and I had to do that, and Poetic Pretty Wings. But I don't think that I have collaborated with you.
Oh.
Right. Hey, I'm gung-ho. Hit me up in my inbox. Definitely.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I thought you were the Pearl of Negra.
I am the Pearl of
Negra. Oh, okay. All right.
I got formal.
I was sitting there thinking pronoun. It's actually an adverb. Okay, my mistake. Okay. English was never my strong suit. It never was.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I cannot believe that. Man. Your vocabulary is so extensive. I cannot believe English was not a subject for you.
Being around poets like Titus Llewellyn, Philip Matthew Roberts out of Kentucky, gentlemen like CWD, like J. Rob the Wise Son, like Just J, like Mr. Verbal the Mind Dancer, my vocabulary has been expanded. I have had a great deal of enlightenment and education from poets.
I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. I have learned as well very much, a lot, from all of you guys. And I am ever so grateful. I'm still learning. I'm always on a thirst for knowledge, always on a quest. So,
there you go.
I can dig that. Now, back to you, Mr. Yeah. C-double-34. I'm going to call you somebody else, Lord.
That's a problem.
It's not going to be a problem. It is not going to be a problem in some time. But I own
it.
I'm
not Bill, I'm Steve.
Lordy, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Or rather, what's on your mind? That's what I want to know first.
Well, see, I'm looking at three poems, and I'm trying to pick which one. Because you got one that's kind of apologetic and repentant poem, one that's a don't test me poem, and I guess some people that are trying to sell you stuff poem. Now, the one that's apologetic and that's kind of like, you know, your phone calls from your telemarketers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of poem.
That is some time you never get back in your life.
Yeah.
I like messing with them.
Yeah, I do too. So I'm going to go with the one that has to deal with a certain poet. I'm not going to say the name,
okay. But
it's a poet from my past. So I'm going to go with that one.
Well, the mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called Emotional Witchcraft. Why are you testing me? Pulling on my heartstrings until I trip on my shoes walking away from you and your attitude. You know the one that's grabbing me, wrestling me down where I can't rest in deep sleep while you smile at achieving calmness. You got what you wanted, so I toss and turn looking at you smirk. We didn't have an argument at all. I listened to your monologue without interrupting your commentary. Inside, I knew you were wrong, but you got to have the last word. I sit and observe as you correct my statements, erasing any thoughts I had to debate you. All this time I'm wasting is an indication of time being wasted. You're testing my patience. To where this exam I should have aced it, but I flunked every answer. In this multiple choice situationship, I can't relate to you. There's nothing more to say when you throw it in my face, the sermons from your bishop who's fake, to attempt to make me less of a man as you keep defending him. Oops, there you go, correcting me again with your unintentional manipulation. Because when you argue and complain, you get your way. You can dish it, unless it's your boss or the government, so you make me feel bad and punish me. So I need to run away somewhere so I can rub this out. I know that's an abomination to my Lord and Savior. I'm exhibiting childish behavior, and to be mature, I need to walk away from you. Father, please change her. You're not a soiled diaper, but I feel you're full of crap. Taking offense of what I said, saying I put you under attack, I'm stepping on this tack, piercing the layers of my skin. After you keep opening the records of my wrongs, when will it end? By the devil, those who just diminish me, a big breast and thickness at me, because he knows my kryptonite. Vulnerability that was instilled in me as a kid, even though these spirits are hitting me through Facebook profile pics. I refuse to be limited as an invalid and a hypocrite to this ministry because of how you made me feel. Sad, unworthy, 50 shades of dirty, you're hurtful, and I don't deserve this. So keep pushing me like trash to the curb, miss. I can be treasure to another woman. She will see me as the Almighty God's servant, as a blessing to what you call the curse here. I'm done, and that's affirmative. You heard me? You are just a narcissist, blind to the artistry, out of tune with no harmony, flat line and monotonous. I refuse to have a heart attack or suffer insomnia. I'll be walking out the door because right now, I don't want your ass no more. In peace.
Oh, wow. That was a definitive goodbye.
Yeah. Damn. You know, I hear from the, whomever that person was or is, I'm going to tell you something I can't stand about people. I can't stand that passive-aggressive undertone shit. And narcissists are completely, they are just not welcome in my world. Man, that piece was pretty powerful right there. Yeah.
You see, she's a narcissist, but she hates narcissists. And I'll just basically give you a hint. You ever watched the show The Price is Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Put a dress on that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a pretty powerful piece. I like that, though. Damn.
Oh, really?
Damn.
It was.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely well defined. Letting this individual know, I'm not your ego trip. And I'm not here for that.
Okay. I tell
yes,
people,
exactly.
Man, you said 50 shades of dirty. Damn. Okay. All right. I feel you on that.
Great lines. Great lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he always comes with the great metaphors and lines and stuff. Thank you so much for that awesome piece, C-Double. I'm going to put you over in the therapist's office. Choose which door you want to go through. I don't know how long Joe has been over there, but he should be done, I guess. I don't know. If not, I got recliners in the waiting room and some wine sitting over there. You know, sit back and chill.
Yes, I think I would need a carafe of white wine.
Okay, there you go. There you go. You got it.
That worked.
All right. So
now let me go turn this thermostat up.
Lord. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Now, we're going to have to let my diva back in here one more time. I'm about to snatch her from Robert's office because I'm starting to feel some type of way.
All right.
Hey, my diva, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. What's going on with you?
Uh-oh.
Hello. VIP, are you there, love? All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to come back to her then. And we're going to open up this next microphone to the CEO of Epiphany Radio. We got us some
yes.
real... The poet Douglas once again. Hey, for real. Welcome back to Poetic Therapy once again. How are you? Kind of hard to hear you again.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up.
Yeah. So, bro, can you hear us? Okay, all right. All right, we'll come back to you then. Goodness. Oh, we got all right. Well, guess who we got on the line? I'm going to open up this mic stand. Just take a wild guess. We got us a poetic on the line. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, Poetic?
Oh, man, I am doing great. How you doing? La Pearl, La Negra.
Stand the man.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you hear that collab?
Man, I did. Wow. They just sneaking them in there, man.
Yes.
I might have to do the collabs, you know. I'm starting to feel away.
Oh, please. You done snuck yours in, too. Don't even try it.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
Matter of fact, you snuck in, I think it was like two or three, with that beautiful lady that came to visit me yesterday.
Oh, that wasn't a collab.
Ooh. That wasn't a collab. No? What was it?
That was my response to her piece.
Oh.
Okay.
That wasn't a collab.
That's what's up. Well, regardless, y'all partnering up. Everybody partnering. I can't get my stuff.
Let's just say, in an old movie, this is where the narrator would say, and the plot thickens.
Stan the man, Phyllis, I got it, big brother. Good to hear your voice, man. How you been doing?
Oh, the same to you, sir. The same to you.
That's what's up. So what's on your mind? You know, called into Poetic Therapy.
Okay. I mean, listen. Call them into the green room. Not into the live show. Okay. I was feeling like my man C Double trying to figure out what piece I wanted to do. Got so many that kind of, since we're talking about poetic therapy, and I kind of got a piece that I want to do that is therapeutic for me. I'm just waiting for the answer.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
By all means.
You smell so good. I would wear your fragrance all day if I could, but I'm not talking about your perfume. I'm talking about your natural scent, so don't assume that I'm following you around just because you're attractive. Your beauty is a bonus feature. I'm intrigued by the beauty I see in your eyes, like you were birthed from the heavenly skies. I'm compelled to spark a conversation. I'll try not to say something filled with honest compassion because it's you that I seek. I'd love to get to know you for longer than a week. I believe with the right communication, we could potentially have some things in common, essentially. Oh, me? I'm poetic. Forgive me. My name is Van. I'm not used to being so straightforward, and you are a different delight that graced my sight. Damn, you smell so good. Could I offer to get you some food? If not now, maybe sometime in the near future. Say tomorrow if you're free to enjoy me and nature. I've never been told that my dating standards are too high. If I were, I'd have to ask why. See, I believe that seeing you here right now in this moment is an opportunity for enlightenment. And the only thing that could possibly ruin this moment is if you're not single and I see a ring on your finger. After you walk away, I know your scent will linger. You smell so good. Anything can happen if we would give this thing a try. So please say yes before the sky cry. Thank you for making my day. And may I say one last time, right there where you stood, you smell so good. In peace.
Damn, that was okay.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Right.
And we're not talking about her perfume. We're talking about
right?
her essence. I
that is
love
correct.
Damn. That's
I
pretty
love
fly.
It.
Man. Wow.
Oh.
That is oh man,
the
I like
wicked,
that too.
The wicked wilds of estrogen. Oh my goodness.
The wicked wild. Okay. All right. That was up. I know.
Thank you.
So much.
Hey, yeah. Don't get me wrong, Danielle. I'm a fan.
Oh, I know you are. How can you not be a fan? How can you not be? Oh, man. That was very, very nice.
Thank you.
Yo, man. That's what's up. Before I let you go, okay. I want to
yes.
ask you, what you got going on over there in Epiphany Universe?
Oh, man, where do I begin? All right, Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, Monday night, I get to co-host as one-fourth of the hosts with the CEO himself, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas La Perla Negra, and on the event page, essentially Janice. And then on Thursday night, man, I get to host with my brother on the Get Down, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, man, Friday night, Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP and yours truly, Poetic. Man, what a dynamite show. And then Saturday night, y'all, we're going to be doing Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. So, man, it's a busy week. That's all I got going on. It's a busy week.
Man, Epiphany's got it on lock, though. I was telling everybody earlier, y'all, just call in any night of the week. Man, thank you for that. And that peace.
No, thank you.
The great thing about the Epiphany family is the diversity of its venues. There's a little something for everyone.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. Thank you, Poetic. And what
you.
I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. You got a choice, but I think my diva might still be in Robert's office because he says that she is his therapy. And that is not what I'm paying him for, so you may have to go next door to my girl, you know, talk to her. I don't think nobody getting in Robert's office.
And we want details. How well did she smell?
I will let you know. I will.
All right. Thanks, my man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my friend.
Wow. For once, hold on one second. For real, love, I don't see your number. I don't see your number, man. I'm sorry. I wish I did. I'd open up your mic, man, but you got to call in. Show me a phone number, something, dude, so I can open it up, you know, and we can chit-chat a little bit. But until
I'm right
then,
here.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
You can't see. Hello.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. There you are. Let me go. Oh, there you are. I see you now. Mom.
Yes, there I am.
Okay.
There I am.
And you are a lot clearer than before. It's a lot of feedback on everybody's line tonight. I don't think it's just your particular phone. I think it's everybody's.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I'm like very frustrated with T-Mobile already.
Wow.
T-Mobile,
I don't think it's T-Mobile.
Hot Talk, Mother Nature, everybody. Everybody's
yeah,
on my shit.
Mother Nature.
I mean, I got four phones. I'm apologize to. I apologize to one of the four mentioned.
Okay. Okay.
I'll pick Mother Nature.
Well,
I pick Mother Nature.
Yeah, because she can do
things
to you.
With things the way they are and technology the way it is, you know, we may see one day where we might actually have to stand face to face and talk to each other. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine that?
I can imagine it. I long for that communication, that one-on-one with people again. I like people. All this electronic separation and then they get into this thing where we don't even call each other human anymore, you know, or I'm not going to get into it. I'm about to open up a Pandora's box. You know how I get in my mouth, so I'm going to just be good tonight.
Don't do it. Hey, but Miss Pearly, I want to share with my big brother Stan something very special to me. He wasn't here. Okay. Yes, Stan, I have mastered the art of the 10-syllable word.
Lord.
You would have been proud of me, Stan.
Word?
Yes, you would have been very proud of me, man. I read one of J-Rob's pieces last week, and it had 10.5 syllables in the one word. I damn near killed myself.
Oh, my goodness.
But I survived. Yes, I survived, Dan.
We're talking the ethereal domain of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. I'm glad you understand.
He did do rather well, Stan, I must say so myself. He has done very well. It's been a big improvement, major improvement, and I'm so proud of him. Look, he's just growing up. Look at him.
Thank you. Yes, because 11 syllables is something to hold on to and carry.
Oh, God, that was 11. Lord.
It threw me off there, Stan. It encapsulated the whole piece.
Oh my God!
Concentrated on nothing. Yes, I concentrated on nothing but that 11-syllable word. The rest of the piece was a piece of cake.
Do you remember the word? I
don't want to. Not until after I do my piece. If I do it now, if I remember the word now, it's going to mess up the piece I'm going to do.
All right. Then we're not going to go there. We will wait until after you do your piece. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, let me just say this ahead of time, as a precursor. Webster, Funk and Wagnall, get ready. We got some shit for you.
Okay, that made me feel better.
With that, for real, the mic is yours.
Yes, thank you. Oh, snap. All right, thank you. I'm going to go old school and do an old piece called Forever Isn't Long Enough. Love, lover. Lover of love. Seeker. Love giver. Always in search of for evermore, that receiver, a keeper, happily ever after, for ever isn't long enough. Most times it's over once you get to know her. Seasonal. Nobody questions the change of seasons yet. We just go with the flow, from green the grass to white the snow. Every day people change. Emotions are also seasonal. You done went from being yesterday's favorite couple, loved by the everyday people, who now take sides, lines undecided, feelings divided. That don't matter though, because that was between y'all, yo. Now everyone's involved, yet now both of y'all are single. Love gone. Seasonal. Seasons change, and so do people. Yes, people change too, but where does the love go? Hurt. hurt leaves its bloody trails on roads like scattered breadcrumbed footprints in mud for its abandoned victims to follow. A yellow brick road that leads straight into sorrow for love, love lovers, lovers of love, seekers still seeking, yet to discover. This unseen thing, this four-leafed clover, this big-footed Loch Ness monster shit. If you ever find one, take that selfie with a leprechaun. Send it to me. All that shit is fictitious. How love and all those motherfuckers are just imaginary things, dreamt up by some dreamer whose reality is just made up of fairy tales. See, I was that sleeper who dreamt of love everlasting and things caused in my dreams, cause in my dreams I knew that I could keep her, that our love would remain. But when the alarm clock went off wide-eyed awake, she, I, and love were gone. Seasons changed. Seasons changed, and the hurt from the fairy's tale remains. The magic gone, sprinkled over with pixie dust, but shit is still shit covered up, and stench still reeks, no matter how much perfume you put on it. Well, I kissed that frog, and she stayed a frog, after wishing on a star and praying to God and wondering about like some tin man missing inner parts. Opened, unguarded heart was my gift to her. But lovers of love never learn. It was the same gift that was offered, given with love to the one before her. Love. Love has an expiration date, and forever ain't long enough. Long enough ain't forever. Forever ain't long enough. However, seasons change, dreamers dream, and the sleepers awake. They wake up and find themselves right back in love. Lovers of love. Love lovers. Love seekers. Seekers of love. Always in love. In love forever. But forever just ain't long enough. For real.
Wow. Lovers of
love. Wow.
I love that piece too. Yeah. Oh, oh.
That's
wow.
That's a beautiful definition of a romantic. It really is.
You know, he is.
I love that line where he kissed her and she stayed a frog. I love it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty deep. That is pretty deep. For real. You always bring it, man. Always. With your sappiness. I don't care what you say, man. You got your militant side, you got your sappy side, you got your, you know, you got your little, you got another tender side to you, but man, you still for real the poet. You keep it real, dude. I love it. Yeah, man.
Always.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what.
I love for real being sappy because he does it so well. I do.
He does. Yes, he does. He got all of us playing the sappy well. I like the sap too. You know, I'm a big old love bug. So I like that kind of stuff. It don't bother me. For real, what I'm going to do, love, I'm going to put you back over there in the therapist's office. Maybe you can knock on the door of Robert's door and tell him to release my diva. So she got another piece coming up that she's supposed to do, and I feel like he's actually holding her captive. I'm gonna have to talk to him. Okay,
you
told me to hire this guy.
He's holding her cabbage. What do you say he's doing? Holding her cabbage.
What? Damn, I can't stand him. Oh God! You go knock on the door and tell him you have to let my diva go for a second. She has she got to sit in a few more minutes. You get a few more minutes with her, okay?
Okay,
you
that's
gotta start
what,
screening
that's
the people that you tell me to hire,
no,
okay?
I told you Roberto, not Robert. Yes, Roberto, Robert. Okay. Roberto is in jail already. He's locked up. I don't know who you have back there. No Roberts, Roberto's.
Well, Roberto is locked up, and I have to hold.
No, Robert. Robert's locked up. Roberto should be in there.
Roberto is not in there, unless he lies.
He should be. He should be. Okay, I'll tell whoever's in there.
We're going to have to call a meeting, a corporate meeting, and find out what's going on here, because there's clearly something going on, you know, in-house, and I don't know.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, love. Well, what love, Dan.
What love, one night, bro.
Baby, baby.
He is something else, boy, I tell you. All right, let me do this again real quick, Stan, because it's a little, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it is 24 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour. You have approximately up until 10:59 to get in here. And then the Blog Talk lady, she ain't got no chill. She got zero to give. She will cut you off, okay, like a bad habit. So y'all come on in here. Call in. The phone number is 319-527-6300. And please press that one to participate. We love you too. We will not bite you. Not in here anyway. Maybe we're in the love zone. All right, I'm going to do this real quick, Sarah.
Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Take your socks off.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Poetic Therapy. And I'm going to open up this next microphone. This is Blaze. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Blaze. How you doing tonight?
Doing great yourself. How's everybody?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You came to Blaze the mic, Blaze.
I'm coming on a very different vibe tonight.
All right.
Okay. How's everybody doing tonight, though? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Fireworks show out here, which I love. A little distracting, but it's all right. It's all good. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I hear them popping all over the mountain here somewhere.
Wow.
I'm at my part of Juneteenth tonight.
Okay. All right.
My fireworks about to pop off, too.
Oh, all right. There you go. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
When you ruin a person's essence of who they actually are, you ripped apart personal emotions. In order to uplift that personal person's spirit, one would have to dig beneath the floor of many oceans. What am I saying? What I'm saying is, When you rape an individual, how else do you expect them to feel? When you force your sick-minded self upon them for your own personal gain against their free will in search of cheap, no-frill thrills. You got it. But did you get it? Did you get what you did to that person's mental state? What you did was way beyond the outskirts of totally sick and twisted. Because of you being vile and wicked, this child's been listed as unstable and unable to mitigate feeling shameful. Ultimately, they should blame you. Most of them women who have proclaimed to be the victims who just came to an ordeal just that disturbingly gory. You know, since I have your undivided attention, I must tell you this story. I know your type, rude attitude, thought you was that dude, had to prove you wasn't soft, got your rocks off when it popped off. You treated her as sweet chocolate, then despicably stripped her of her dignity. The trickery behind your wizardry was like Willy Wonka having fun. You never knew her anger could come from a bear when you're faced with a confronted stare of the monster she'd become and conquer every one of the masculine species. See, she said that you wouldn't be satisfied until she Wu-Tang, Wu-Bang, and stomped your iron lung. She's begging, keep me in my same mind, Lord. He must have became blind as he continued to thrust, hearing her soul screaming, please stop this madness because I feel I'm about to bust and not another man can I trust. Why must it be my life to readjust when I've tried to fight off his deep-seated lust? All right, wait a minute. Let me calm down. I'm sorry. That's okay. Because when I fire back, you're going to think it's your own personal holocaust. The fallen boss. I feel like I need to repent from just the thought of your repulsive loss, cutting off your... sudden cough. And what I mean is, marinate your bowls and skull and caustic sauce. These are the type of feelings that I don't often cause. I wish that I didn't have to take the caution off so I can make him understand that I'm not as soft as moss, because I will eat through his entire existence like moss through cloth. What? You don't believe me? Well, then try me, and I'll claw through walls without a pause to the point that you with your mother aborted all y'all, because the method to my madness has no limits. You do right to put me in an insanity clinic, but even though I'd be behind bars and this piece would be done, I'll be right back at you to slap through you and many others, cunt. Oh, and by the way, do you like the taste of your very own potion? Well, here's the rope, and nope, I'm not finished till you're diminished, and I see you die from choking, hoping it'll snatch your head off your neck. Woo-ha! Got you all in check. To be continued. Ripped apart. Personal emotions. Personal emotions. Rape. To be continue. And peace, please.
Wow.
Man.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That is the situation, that there are those who leave the scars and people who come in behind end up paying the dues. That is. That's horrible, but it is.
It's true.
Somebody else does the damage and somebody else pays the dues. That happens.
Yeah. Wow. she's got me feeling a certain kind of way. Whew. Wow. I really don't have too much commentary on it because there are certain words that are not so much trigger words, but they bring back really bad memories for me. Not saying that it wasn't a good piece. I'm just at a loss for words right now. Wow. Thank you for that piece, man. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just want to be the voice for those that have been through something like this, because I know mm-hmm. most of them are still trapped what happened to them. So I'm going to, you know, venture out sometimes being the voice for those that have been through domestic violence of some sort, and be that outspoken, quiet person or demented person in their own mindset that they can't get this out. So I'll be that person for them.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I'm going to put you over there in the therapist's office. Both of them should be open now. You can go ahead in there and talk to either one of them, hopefully. And thank you for calling in once again. Please, one love, one mic.
Thank you. Love y'all.
One love, one mic, please. Thank you for that piece.
Wow. Sometimes it is. Because I've experienced it, so I understand. Not something I really want to talk about.
No.
You know, not something you want to come out and discuss.
That's the problem with it. People don't. The reality is anytime a man feels the need to elevate himself by putting someone underneath him,
mm-hmm.
he's automatically become smaller, and they just don't realize it. They don't realize it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that people can't, you know, keep their hands to themselves, and this goes for women and men, because I've known men to be in abusive relationships, physical abuse. By certain family members of mine, and I never understood that. And I had a very short-lived relationship with a guy, and he couldn't keep his hands to himself. And I tried to take his ass out of here. But I don't want to talk about this no more. That was a pretty long
All right.
I got to open up this next microphone before I go somewhere else mentally. All right. Now she's back. Let's see if she's ready to... Yeah, I got to get myself together real quick. All right, I'm going to open up this next microphone to my diva again. Diva.
Hey, Diva.
Yeah. There she is. Oh, and it's an echo.
I hear myself. Oh, wait a minute.
But are you ready to put another piece, love? Yeah. Yes, it is.
I am.
All right, well. We've had our discussion, so whenever you're ready, love, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. This is Untitled. Connection, it's real. I'm so glad, so blessed to feel cautiously optimistic that I could feel being cherished, feel like I matter. I feel your energy so much. If you didn't feel the same, my heart would shatter. You kissed my forehead, kissed my hand. Don't you understand anything to receive that kind of love I always dreamed to achieve? You invade my being with such intensity. I wish I could reach out and touch you when I want to, when I need to. I am ready to fly with you, only you. I threw love out in the universe, and the universe brought me you. I will always sing that Phyllis Hyman song, "The Answer Is You." It's true. I felt if I sang it long enough, and wished on a star, I'd have your love. And I awakened, and here you are. And that's that piece.
Wow. Thank
always
you for that piece.
Yes, that was beautiful. Man,
thank you. Well,
that was nice.
You know what? My diva will always tell me to throw something out in the universe. I'm just writing as I dream right now. But, you know, when it becomes a reality, then there you go. But I was going to sing that line, but I was like, no, not tonight.
No, no singer. I could use a songbird right now. You could have sung. Sorry, but it's cool. That was a beautiful piece. I loved it. I really
thank
did.
Thank you.
You never disappoint,
thank
Diva,
you.
Ever. So, thank you for coming through.
Well,
can I ask you a question? What is it you are doing to my therapist?
You know, hired to fall and be swooned
or whatever it is you're doing to him. That's not
I know
what I
happened.
Hired him for.
I'm going to tell you what happened. No, no, it's clean. It's really clean. I mentioned that I wanted to start singing again a while back, and he told me to sing a few lines, and I did. The next thing I knew, I was having these little gifts every Saturday, you know, every other Saturday. And I was like, and I felt a little uncomfortable, but then he is trying to get serious with me, and I'm like, So I was like, my diva's going to get you. You're going to have to stop. And he was like, I just can't because your voice is just so, And I'm like, So who am I to say, you know.
Wow.
No. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, because of you and your sultriness and your smoothness. Now we have to have we got to have a corporate meeting now because of that. I'm just letting you know.
Sorry, Roberto. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, my diva. I'm gonna let you go on back over there with him.
Thank you.
It's all good.
All right.
One love, one life.
And sing on, dear lady.
Oh, man. All right, Sarah, we're going to go on to this next call. We got us a Just Jay in the building. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, Jay?
Give me a second, baby. What's going on with y'all?
It's all good over here. How you doing?
Yeah. I've been listening to the show. Y'all doing pretty good. What's going on with you, Mr. Stan Yo?
Well, I'll tell you what. This evening, I've loved it. It's been diverse.
What do you mean, black and white people? Tell me something, man. I don't know. I just showed up here.
Lord. I ain't going
to
touch it.
I have to join this.
Not tonight.
Thought people
I'm
come here for mental health.
Well,
I'm just trying to say.
What I was talking about was the subject matter, but hell, we'll go with that too.
Yeah. I had my hand up since last show.
Did you now? I just happened
to
see your number pop up just now, Just Jay.
No.
So,
see?
Yeah.
I don't have no power.
Let
you like Fox News.
This about that.
See, I'm controlling
hope.
The switchboard.
It gives me hope that someone of this young generation of yours has the patience to wait that damn long.
Wow.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm not a part of that generation. I waited a week, man. I waited 1 week. That's all right, though. That's all right. A couple
y'all
times I talked on Close Showdown.
I got the switchboard, so y'all can get high from me. Okay, I'm multitasking. Okay. So.
Van talked to you that one the other week.
Oh no, you didn't. Wait a minute, honey. You can tell you something about a woman. Okay, we are born to multitask. Okay, all right. We are mothers,
that
nurses,
one got by
teachers,
you though.
All of that. Okay, you got under my skin real quick. It's all good, though.
Y'all might multitask better than us, but one can't get by you. That's all these children is here.
That's why you're coming in here starting trouble, just stirring up the time. You know what? You feel better.
You don't do proper host caller etiquette. I gotta tell you.
Oh no, he didn't stand.
I don't mean nothing really? Bad. I'm just saying.
He said, "I don't do proper host call etiquette." Oh,
caller,
I am
what?
Oh my!
You are unmuted.
Host caller etiquette.
If you don't get barraged by stuff.
Oh my! Wow!
Saying
wow.
I know
yeah.
you ain't got nothing to do with this, bro.
Wow!
Saying I know
you
ain't got nothing to do.
You
just a straight up guy.
You put his name
one of the last poetry boy scouts, man. I know you ain't got nothing to do with this, bro.
You put his name in it, so. It's all good. It's all
what
good.
The hell?
It's all right, Jay. It's all right. I forgive you. I forgive you. This time.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to put that on layaway then. And when it's really needed, I'm going to go ahead and apply it today.
You know what? I'm going to woo side on it. I'm on a spiritual journey now. I'm not going to revert back. Okay.
Oh, no, you already back. You got to talk about it.
No. It's all right. It's called, that part I just did is called shadow work. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh,
it's all good.
You
it's all
coming
part
on
of
this
the
no.
Yeah. It's all
I
good.
I love
it's
this conversation. Every time somebody lets the flame die down, the man brings a can of gasoline with him. Here we go.
Hey, you must no. learn. I mean, it's no. proper etiquette to argue, too, Stan. No punching below the belt.
Yeah.
Keep everything on board and aim for the eye.
Lord
hey.
Mercy.
Without debate, there is no democracy. Without democracy, there is no freedom. Argue
Lord
on.
Goodness.
All right. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. I'm good.
Oh, we are
I'm
doing
good.
We are.
I got my balance back. Right. I'm good.
I see you. I see you jumped and fell over. I'm like, what's she doing?
It's all good. I might fall down, but I don't stay down long. Trust me. I get back up every time. So it's all good.
And that's the name.
Believe that.
That's the name.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Now,
last night I filled my heart. I know you're about to throw me out of here. I felt it coming. Yeah. I'm going to throw it out of you.
Oh, Lord. Yes, I want to
know. You
were
saying,
what
ma'am.
What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought the trump.
All right. Last night I pulled my heart out. And today is broken.
Whew. All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all. What is a broken heart? What can a broken heart be likened to? A broken heart is like being crushed incessantly with no time frame, with no death in sight, indefinitely. It's like a dark place with very little light. It pounds down till your head weighs pounds. You can look, speak, and listen. But your mind is incarcerated in a skin-deep prison of indecision. As tears and pillows make collisions and thoughts divisions, it's a death by a million incisions. Or it's like being bludgeoned purple over sour grapes. It's all spoiled milk that has long since curdled. You blame your weak legs for not holding tight to an ever-shrinking leg. The heart full of lead. Afraid to live, can't even die. So I just lay awake on my back, broken as I float in this oil-rich lake. I contemplate how many lifetimes will it take to stop the earthquake of ache. It's like being beat down while walking until you get lower and lower, till knees touch shoulders and shoulders touch floor. As needles pierce your innermost person,
from this fetal position, you envision wasted times and their decisions as you feel your flesh open, incision after incision. Please, I beg to bleed out. In peace.
Oh, damn, man. Whoa. Go ahead, Stan. Jeez.
Oh, I've got to tell you. That cadence, that rhyming, the use of those wonderful metaphors and image, man, I could feel the heart bleeding. I could feel that. Outstanding.
See, you one of them dudes I look to, man. So you saying that is giant, ginormous, because I hear you doing quotes from out of thin air and all the rest of that type of stuff, man. As far as traditional poetry goes, you like one of those dudes for real.
That's the beautiful thing about our art. Yeah, you can go to the disciplines. Yeah, and you can challenge yourself with them. But your rhyming pattern and your cadence was not traditional. It was a flow. It was a beautiful flow, and it works. That's the diversity of this art that makes it magnificent. And you are a part of that, sir.
I hear you, Stan, loud and clear.
Absolutely. It's your flow, the tone in your voice, your cadence. It makes all the difference in your pieces. Sometimes it's hard to hear what you're saying because of the tenderness in your voice. You change into this character that is, it's just, man, it's so smooth. It really
John
is.
Q poetry.
Okay, sorry. John Q poetry. Okay. Yeah, that piece was amazing. It was pretty deep, though. And yes, I'm getting ready to ship your ass over there to the.
Yeah, I felt that coming too. I mean, it was like, hey, y'all, this bus is for me. Right under I go, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Gotta have good instincts around here. It's dangerous.
Man, thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate that awesome piece. I'll set you over here in the therapist's office. All right.
One love, one mic, great piece, great performance.
Yes. Oh, we got my soft voice, baby diva, getting ready to open up her mic and let her in here. We got us essentially Janice. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, diva. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Hey, Stan the Man, La Perla Negra. How are you guys?
Oh, welcome, lady.
All right. I'm good. Yeah. Oh, what's on your mind tonight, lady?
What's on my mind? Well, look, I tend to get very reflective just before my birthday, and I go a little bit quiet, more quiet than normal. Already quiet enough as it is, but just get reflective. I've been going through journals and reading old pieces, and I kind of settled on one I wanted to bring tonight.
Okay. Wait a minute. When's your birthday?
It's at the end of July. We were talking about that earlier this week, how I don't come across like other Leos, you know?
But I'm at the end of July. I was married to a Leo. Okay. My son is a Leo. My nephew's a Leo. I can't get away from these fire signs. Mm-hmm. I never would have taken you as a Leo. Not a bit. You are so reserved and so smooth and calm and laid back. And a lot of Leos are reserved, but you give off a different vibe than that. Man, you had me fooled. I thought I was better than that. But all right, Leo, you are the lioness. Get them, girl. When is this? July what?
26.
Yeah. My husband's birthday is July 27th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You like the color red? Because a lot of Leos like that color red.
My favorite is blue.
Really?
My favorite color is blue. I swear, I feel like I'm the opposite of a Leo. I've always thought that.
Do you know your moon sign or your rising sign?
I can't remember. I want to Cancer? I don't know. I got to check. I don't know off the top of my head.
Man, I get Cancer from you. I really do. I get Cancer from you. Wow. That's what's up. All right, well, happy early birthday. You know, I'm a nutcase for stuff like this. But I'm going to leave that alone right now. I want to know what you brought the wishes for us to listen to tonight.
Wait, say that again.
I said I want to know. So y'all picking with me tonight. I want to know what you bring the wishes for us to listen to tonight.
I'm dying. So I brought this piece that is based off of a dream, and what I was reading earlier today was when I journal my dreams, and I remember I reached out to two of my sisters in spirit, and we kind of talked through dreams a lot, and I don't know, that's what's been on my mind. We talk through this one. They're very cautious. They don't want to necessarily interpret, but they'll talk about how certain things make them feel, and it kind of helps center me. So that's what I brought, this piece that's based off of a dream that we talked about.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
By all means. All right, the title of this piece is Flora. I have this fragmented way of telling my story, and I'll think maybe I'll just write it, hand you the pages, and hold my breath while you read it, then wait for the silence that follows those abstract lines and vague references. I have this hesitant way of sharing, and I feel bound because I've found that the risk of opening up has yet to free me. Though I can actually visualize what blossoming feels like, and it's because I painted her. After waking from a dream in which I held a seedling emerging from crystals and half of a broken yoni egg, I watched her struggle in her growth, shifting Flora, infant, young woman. And I've only just realized that may have been me, held in my own hands, shades of rose, blush, and green, presented to myself, and I accepting of my beautiful broken things. I stepped back after placing her on the shelf. I stepped back after handing you these pages. In peace.
Oh, my God. Girl. Go ahead, Stan.
That is such a wonderfully expressed emotion. Such a wonderfully expressed way of showing how these changes have come about. Your writing, quite frankly, not only touches hearts, it touches minds.
Wow, thank you.
Absolutely. That part, half of a broken yoni egg.
You know I'm going to inbox.
I know. I understand what it means. I understand what it means. There are so many women out here that have issues in that area. But we are still blessed to bring life, you know, even after finding out that's what the issue is. And it comes along with a whole lot of other stuff that, yes, we are going to inbox each other about. That piece was beautiful. You know, I'm a big, big fan of yours. Big fan. And, wow, I really appreciate you coming through with that. This is a rarity fan because she does not, like, fake
much.
She's usually behind the scenes making the event pages beautiful and putting these wonderful pieces together with music to them and the just everything about this, everything that she does is just, it's like turns to gold. She is so gifted, so talented. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you, love. I'm going to put you over in the therapist's office. Thank you for coming through, love. One love, one mic.
Thank you, guys. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. And definitely,
well,
thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, this was a heck of a show, man. And look, it could be more perfect than time. And look at the time, too. You know, still got a few callers, but they didn't want to raise their hand, and that's fine. I'm glad they called in anyway and listened to the show. I appreciate it. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, thank you once again. I always appreciate you coming in here and co-hosting with me. You know, you are the silver tongued devil. You know, you. I'm gonna start calling you my personal Edgar Allan Poe, my personal Poe, because that's how I feel when I hear you say. Man, you are awesome.
I would be honored. I would be honored.
Well, that's what's up. Definitely. Even though you look like Santa Claus. You know, just sound like and I love it because, you know, Poe is one of my favorite poets, one of my favorite writers. So, man, thank you so much. You got any last words for the show?
Just this. This has been fantastic. The poets, their subject matters have been diverse. Their forms and their presentations have been diverse, and yet every single bit of it, just an affirmation of how incredible the poetic society is, how diverse, and yet how in tune. It was just a wonderful evening, just a great evening.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for everybody that listened in, all these awesome poets that called in and spit these wonderful pieces. Y'all make the show. Y'all really, really do. And I love you guys for it. I want you to continue to be safe because this thing ain't over. I hear the germ that's been released upon us. We continue to respect one another. Get that great relationship going with yourself inside of that spirit life. And continue to love one another. And with that, see, I can't even find my closing song. I'm going to have to do something different tonight, saying, oh, I feel off balance. But it's all good. I would say peace. Love you guys.